Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen here with you on a Thursday. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQM is the channel there. We're streaming live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And we'll take you up until 2 here on the program as we get you ready for the Cats tonight. I do want to, send our condolences to the Crowder family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Randy Crowder passing away this week. They announced it yesterday. The Dolphins put out a tweet. They talked a little bit about it on Hockman and Crowder, so he's obviously going to be away for a little bit as his family's going through it. But, we want to, wish the Crowder family all the best, because that's obviously heartbreaking news.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really, really tough stuff there. And we hope that they do well through all this, man. There's no easy time dealing with that with our families dealing with something like that. So all the best to Channing, his wife, his kids, and everybody there, and the Hawk and Crowder show as well. Everybody there who's dealing with it as well. We got some action tonight. Got game 2 of the Eastern Conference final, 8 o'clock against the Carolina Hurricanes. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560. By the way, Doug Plagans explained the sinking scenario online. He says you got to wait for the whistle. You pause it at the first whistle on TV. You wait for our whistle. Boom. That's how you sink it. That's how he said to do it.
Because the breaks are the same time.
That's what he said to do. All right. So if you guys want Plagans tonight, that's what you guys can do for tonight.
Usually, big game, got my cooler in the jacuzzi with the big speaker.
That's what you got planned for tonight?
Yeah.
What's in that cooler?
Huh?
What's in that cooler?
I have some electrolytes.
And?
I may or may not have an adult beverage.
Oh, really?
Why you guys say like that? We know
because,
what's in there.
Because here's what happened to me. I got so caught up in the game. Usually I'll watch the first period, maybe the second period, and then get out, go take a shower, watch the third period. Action picked up in the second period, so I got a little excited. Had a couple of, city boys, right? Sitting there, sipping on that. Alternating with electrolytes. I had been in there for like an hour and 10 minutes, and I start seeing spots. So I had to get down into the pool to cool off. The pool's 95.
Take it easy, man. It's hot out.
I know it's hot. This is nighttime, though.
I get you. It doesn't matter, dude. It's like 90, with the pool, moon out.
My pool is 95 degrees.
Minus 10.
With no heat. With no heater.
It's steamy out right now.
Steamy.
Steamy out right now.
So I'm like, yeah, man. So I got a little too into it.
Ted says, sync up. You mean if you could pause your TV? Yes, I guess that's what I mean, Ted. There's no Panthers on antenna right now, are there?
No. No. We knew what you meant.
Wild. Marlins, they lost 2 out of 3. It's all right, though. You know, what are you going to do?
I mean, they're competing. It's just every time I watch a game, it's almost if, like, you can see there's talent, but it's not sustainable, right? Like, the better teams are always towards the end kind of just wearing them down, and, you know, and sometimes they do it, but that's the sign of, you know, a young team or a new team or whatever.
Cubs are good, too, you know?
Yeah.
They got the Angels this weekend. On the road, so late night with the fish coming your way, everybody.
Yeah.
Although I think Mike Trout's hurt again.
No.
He's always hurt.
Wow.
How's left? How much is left on his deal?
5 years? 6 years?
I saw Leroy's doppelganger.
Who'd
you
say?
No, you didn't.
What? Yes, I did.
Who'd you see?
The guy outside that's working on the light. From the back. With the glasses and the bull head.
The guy's Latino.
He looks like you, Leroy. From the
Wow, back. So now we all look alike. I expect that from an intangible.
I'm just saying.
Not from you, Vlad.
Leroy, I'm not going to lie to you. When I left during the break, I thought you were helping the construction guy.
Side job? Well, you need a side
do
job
really
to be able to.
Think Leroy would stop and do that?
I'm not getting up on that ladder, first of all.
That's how Frog Boy got hurt.
I'm scared. Can I just say this? I'm terrified of heights. My palms sweat when the plane takes off. That's how, and I fly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, like, we have, you know, high ceilings, and to change a light bulb, like when you change the light bulb in the bathroom, because it's a little, you got to wedge the 12-foot ladder in there and then climb up. I'm like.
I'm just saying, when he comes down that ladder, just take a look at him.
I did.
He's not you.
I'm going to give it a looky-loo, but I'm not going to give you an opinion.
Oh, wow, he's very close.
First of all.
He's the one on the ladder, right?
He's on the one on the ladder, not the guy with the long hair.
Not the guy with the brown.
You already know. There's no way that could be Leroy.
The blonde,
he's on the ladder.
The bald head. The bald head one. I didn't say it. I said the doppy. You know.
I can't see.
But when he comes
down,
I
got the reflection glare. I'll check it out during the break, though.
So now we're going to check
it out. I do want to explore it. I won't give you my opinion whether or not, though.
You got to tell me, absolutely not.
No way. Intangibles. I'm not getting in trouble like that.
See?
Not his palms are sweating.
Wait.
Smart.
You know what's funny? As long as I've known this guy, the only time he says to a comment is when it's borderline. No. Mm-mm. He says, no, you go ahead.
Oh, no. Jim Irsay died.
I know.
Jim Irsay died.
He was young, too.
Wait a minute. I ain't going to hold you, bro. When they said his age, I was shocked.
I thought he was like 80.
You thought
I thought
he was
85. Yeah.
Did you really?
Because he
bro,
looks.
He's all
looks,
the drugs that wait, man
that's
did.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, looked, that's how I figured
wait,
he was.
Vlad, he's looked really old for 15
that's
years.
That's what I'm saying.
Did they say how he went?
No. But you know, he was the GM when he was 24.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Papa GM?
He was the dad, made him the GM.
Nepotism, huh? He's a Nepa baby. Well, he was.
But come
rest
on.
In peace.
Like, he's the only guy in the history of drug busts that get caught with $30,000 in a bag full of pills and don't do no time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just step down. You just missed him. Damn.
Damn it. I'm sorry. Well. No comment.
You saw him?
Hey,
you saw him?
I can't. It's, this is.
J-Fig, go. Go ahead, J-Fig.
So.
You want me to go say it?
Yes.
So when we go, when we hit the road, that's my goal. To get you uncomfortable.
Okay.
And all I need to do, Vlad.
I just set it up for you.
He'll look at me and go, no, absolutely not. He won't even. I'm like, listen.
Is he in the hallway?
He went that way.
You can go explore, Jiffy. I won't go to break. Go give it a looky-loo. Boots on the ground.
Look. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tell him, hey, can you come down for
no.
a second? No. No, you're just going to do a drive-by.
You always do.
Just smile and say hi.
Not even.
You just know? Be like, just act give like you're going to get some Celsius.
Just walk by with that, you know,
just go hobnob like you normally do.
That you're... exuding.
Manny Pacquiao officially announces that he is coming back.
What is he, 60?
He's 46.
Same
46.
Thing.
He's 46. He is going to fight July 19th.
Where?
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Against Mario Barrios.
You think that's going to be a big...
Yes.
I mean, do I think it's going to be a big fight? Pacquiao's going to sell. Like, do I know how many pay-per-views are going to sell? No. Do I think he's going to sell out the arena? Yes.
Okay.
Is this on DAZN or Triller or whatever?
No, it's PBC.
PBC, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Al Heyman? Mm-hmm. And Manny Pacquiao?
No, he giving me the look. Now, here's the question.
They've been a thing for a little bit in the late years.
Oh, they squashed? Hey,
wait, okay. Here's the question.
Heyman's looking for attractions, too. That's the thing, because this Turkey a la Sheik's got everybody except for Javante.
Here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to do this one in order to get...
They're not the same promoter.
Okay, good.
They're not the same promoter.
Good.
Not the same promoter.
Right. Look at you, man.
sometimes you gotta like.
You know what?
Do people a solid.
You know what? I got you. But you don't want to miss out on the September.
Right. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we gotta figure out who does that one because it's not the same people.
It's not Magna. It's Magna. Magna Media.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But yeah, Pacquiao says I'm back. Let's make history.
And what is that?
I don't know. He's old. The old make history.
But he's getting a title shot.
He is getting a title shot.
How does a guy who's been retired for 3 years
get a title shot? Because everybody wants that on their, you know.
He's also getting inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame in June.
So he's going to be a Hall of Famer fight.
That's right.
Nice. Ooh. Has a Hall of Famer ever won a title? George Foreman. That's the only guy I can think of.
I would guess
because he got the title when he's 40 something.
On ESPN, 45. It says historically speaking, only two boxers have won a world title at 46 or older: George Foreman and Bernard Hopkins, who won four title fights after his 46th birthday.
Damn.
And was 49 years old and 94 days in his last title win. And of course, after that, he got knocked out of the ring.
No, yeah, bro. I just saw that last night.
Hey,
did you really?
Yeah, because HBO Max has the boxing channel, so they show all the classic fights that HBO's ever had, and they just so happy to show.
When it came to a screeching halt, it really did.
Kai Finn says, "Didn't Manny get the brakes beat off him last time, or am I tripping?" No, you're not tripping. Yordanis Ugas beat the brakes off of him. Killed him. And then he did an exhibition pretty recently against a kickboxer, and he did not look good. He did not look good. But, you know, he's been in the Philippines. Maybe, you know, he's got the goods. I don't know. Get back to that old, those old.
Wasn't he the one that drank urine?
No, that was Marquez.
That was his most, that was his famed rival who also juiced to the gills to knock him out cold.
To knock Manny out?
Did you not see how he
Can
looked?
I just say this? Manny is one of the biggest names to have lost as many times as he has.
What do you mean?
When you look at like the fighters that you think of as far as great fight, he's lost more than anybody. Is he probably up around 15 losses?
No way, man.
Eight losses. He's got two. He's got two of those are really questionable decision losses to Horn and to Bradley. You know, you had the trilogies back in the day with Morales. You know, those are really good fights. Got, you know, pieced up by Floyd.
Four with Marquez.
Yeah.
Barrera.
Marquez, he only lost the one where he got
knocked out stone. But you're saying he was roided to the grill, right?
And then he lost his last one to Ugas. Marquez was roided to the grill.
In that last one, right?
Oh, for sure. 100%. That was great. And by the way, a great fight.
Manny was killing him.
It was a great fight. Manny. They were traded knockdowns, and Manny got too cute.
That's the thing. Like,
I can't watch it. You know,
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That was amazing. I hate the fighter when they start feeling froggy and they start dancing. I'm like, you about to get knocked out. You about to stop.
Man. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
I got a couple fired up last night because I know I couldn't ask you.
What?
My hockey questions.
I'm very proud of you. You said odd man rush to Boucher. Very good.
Yeah, he liked
so
that.
Good, man. I don't know that interview.
I told Boucher to take it easy on you.
Did you?
Why are you stretching, huh?
On Leroy.
I know why.
You know Boucher back in the day, Vlad?
Yeah, we worked together at NBC Sports.
All right, we're cool.
Look at Vlad. Look at
hobnobbing. Hobnobbing with the hockey.
Yeah.
Well, Vlad is boots on the ice.
By the way.
Are you excited for this weekend?
No, I'm actually taking a week off.
Really?
Yes.
Because of the Knicks?
No, it just so happened to come down where family occasions are happening. So, and one of my dear friends is getting married. So, going to New Hampshire. So, I'm going to Atlanta and New Hampshire.
Ooh,
New Hampshire,
yeah.
Great aquarium.
Yeah. So and I can't Atlanta. Wait. Can't wait to go to New England and talk a lot of trash to them.
Well, you'll have that. Just hopefully it won't be followed up with heartbreak because you're going to need to take game two, otherwise.
Once again, the biggest game in Knick history is
Yeah, but you know what? To be fair, like I would think if I'm Tibbs, I'm more pissed off that we gave up 138 points.
Oh, I'm sure he can't be pleased.
Because he's a defensive guy. That's crazy.
That was gonna happen regardless. Neither team plays any defense. Indiana does not want to play defense.
It was a shootout.
It's going to be a shootout. There's
you
a lot of fire.
You think the whole series is going to be like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, unless somebody gets like a super cold streak like Boston did against the Knicks.
But we've seen that before with Boston. But the problem was they never did it enough in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they did because they didn't have Tatum or for whatever reason.
I tell you what.
Indiana does a better job than most teams of exposing your team's weakness.
Yes, because they all look like all five positions at some point they could have looks like the same guy.
No, what I'm saying is that
right.
If you have two weak defenders, they're going to attack your two weakest defenders. And if you saw they were busting Jalen Brunson's ass and they were busting Kat's ass because those two guys, unfortunately, can't play one lick of defense.
Right.
I think one thing you also got to watch out for because it's going to happen at one point this series, the king of the intangibles, TJ McConnell's.
Oh, I'm sick of that.
He's going to have a game, dude. He's going to have a game.
He's going to have that game that what, Neesmith had?
He's going to, no.
No, he no, can't shoot a lick.
He's going to kill you with 12-foot jump floaters.
Or no, not even, not only that, Tobin, not only the 12-foot jump floaters, which is ridiculous, the pump fakes, and then you get.
He's infuriating.
And then you're finally going to jump, and he's going to jump into your body.
He's president of intangibles. Like when the intangibles have a meeting during the season.
Well, what can he do?
He's the mascot of intangibles.
He is intangibles.
Right.
And, I mean, just such a killer. I hate him so much. Now, I'll root for him this series, but, I mean, like, I really dislike him.
Really? He's on your all-hate team?
Oh, just he kills
Who's
me.
On your all-hate team? Can we get an all-hate starting five?
Well, he would be coming off the bench.
That's a six-man hate of the year.
I'd have to come up with a petty starting five right now of who I mean, James Harden's the starting point guard, for sure.
Right? So then you got to go.
Sabonis.
Sabonis is the four.
Sabonis is my four.
Then your two has got to be Tatum, or you're not feeling it.
Leroy, take your hand off the mic.
Who's my starting three right now? Probably Jimmy.
Wait, no. What?
Probably Jimmy.
Hold on, time out.
Got replaced.
No. Nah, Leroy, hold on. Tag me in.
I know. Tag
Come
me.
On.
Say tag
Wait
me.
A minute.
Mm-hmm.
You are flip-floppy. Like, you've been flip-flopping. Like, no wonder they ask if you wore flip-flops at the concert.
Hey, you see what I deal with?
Oh, my God.
You fought me for a whole, from January until the Warriors season ended.
On what?
Jimmy.
I didn't fight you. We had a falling out because you took issue with me saying I'd root for Jimmy against the Celtics or Knicks.
Or even the fact that you would have paid Jimmy.
Yeah, that's a different debate for a different day. But my big thing was the only team I was going to root for him against was New York or Boston. Now, I don't got to worry about it. By the way, his ass is in Holland right now.
Mm-hmm.
Clogged his ass to
pump fake.
Instead of Cancun, he went for clogs. Put on some wooden shoes and like coffee. So yeah, now he's on the starting five.
So he's just starting three and yet.
Yeah, I would say right now.
Who's your Rudy Gobert? Is your five?
Rudy Gobert, my starting center.
We all know DeMontis is his four.
We already did this.
Sabonis is my four.
Yeah.
So you just need a five.
Harden's your one.
Two.
Tatum.
No, Tatum's not a two though.
Yeah.
Tatum's more of a three.
I mean, we could go positionless if I wanted to, but okay. I'm not putting Tatum there. I don't, like, hate Tatum. It's just he annoys me. Like, it's like.
So there's a difference between annoyance and hating.
Well, part of the problem why you're annoyed by Tatum is how they proclaimed him the next.
It's just Celtic hate. Like, it's just, like, I hate Tatum for Celtic.
So it's rivalry hate.
Yeah, it's not like.
It's rivalry hate.
When I talk about the people I dislike right now, it's like, he's so overrated.
Trae Young?
No, because if Trae Young came down here, he'd love him.
So what? I think most of these players, if they came down here, he would love them. There was a time he hated LeBron, but he would take LeBron in an instant.
He wouldn't take Jimmy back.
If he wants the retirement tour.
Would he take? Hey, would you take Jimmy back?
No.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Right. So
really?
There's no going back.
There's certain things.
I can't believe
Embiid?
Embiid's obviously my center.
Shout out
Embiid's
to RBA
obviously
Ritchie.
My center.
Wait. You're going to have to clear out the paint for
Embiid's
the nine times
yeah,
he
he's
falls.
Obviously my center. And then who's my two?
Who's the – yeah.
Who is a two? You know, I got to think on that one.
Who's hurt the Heat as a two? Derek White?
Dade South says Struce's hair.
Derek White?
That's, you know, but I really respect Derek White.
Yeah, but that
but that killed put I, that what you're feeling today.
That's exactly
that's what I felt.
That's exactly why I'm like, I laugh because I'm like, people are trying to rip me. I'm like, how do you feel, Vlad? I'm like, I feel how you guys felt after game six of the 2023 ECF. Because that game, I remember that game. You guys were about to celebrate. clinch in Miami and go to the finals. And then that was a crazy Derek White play.
Should it be Amen Thompson for spiking Tyler Hero on his head? Like, is that my guy right now?
Nah, because he's not good enough.
He's pretty good, though.
He's good, but you know that. But when you talk about these other guys, it's been years of building. He's new. He's new to it.
Somebody said Bryn Forbes.
he's
coming off the bench.
He was still in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma?
No, he's not good enough to be a starter.
Not a two, really.
I know who Frog Boy would pick.
Oh, Clay.
Wait, who? Why?
It's so funny now because, like, you put the twos on.
Ooh, can we go with the two for Cleveland? Or is he a point guard?
Garland?
Is Garland point guard?
Yeah, but Garland.
Yeah, he's technically a point guard. I mean, I could flip flop. Like, if I just want to go starting backcourt, Garland and Harden, I think it seems.
I got a guy for you, but he's not in the league anymore. But you hated him at least. I know you probably hate him. TJ Warren.
Ooh.
Yeah, but.
But it was like, it was.
But now it's now it's we have like Pythagorean theorem on Petty right now because it's like A squared plus B squared is Jimmy's on the team now. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So I can't have TJ Warren there.
Did you just go 3.14 on me?
Yeah. RBA Richie says Josh Giddey. That's also a good one. He killed the Heat. I really don't like his hair.
Oh, so you were going to go.
Giddey was busting ass.
He really was. But I don't really have anything against him.
Not like the other guys. See, he hasn't been around long enough for you to get some.
I'm
going to
keep keeping notes on Garland. I think you guys got it right now. I think my starting five is Garland, Harden, Jimmy, Sabonis, Embiid. With McConnell coming off the bench.
That's a good starting hating six.
Yeah. I mean, that's my squad right now. With Michael Malone as the coach, because I still don't like him.
Did you see that flip-flop he did?
Oh, my God, did I? Did I?
Tobin, he knocked you out the way.
He goes, and very clearly, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's MVP. I was like, oh, really? Did you just go on a speech about this?
Yep.
That the Joker was? Okay.
You know what? That's right there. You should be like game, recognized game. Because that is so something you
he
would
is
do.
A petty bastard. He is a petty bastard, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll mix things up on the other side, including Paul Maurice explaining the origins of Nico Mikola's Condor Nick.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerd!
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Name. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to the mixed bag. Tonight, we got game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. Nico Mikola, our favorite polar bear. He actually has another nickname given to him by his coach, who refers to him as the Condor. Paul Maurice speaking to the media yesterday, Leroy. This is what he had to say about why he's given him that name.
Look at Nico Mikola. We've heard before you a couple times call him the Condor. Is it just the wingspan, the size, or what's the origin of the Condor?
Bird of prey. Largest bird of prey. More of a scavenger, though. The bird of prey is my understanding. I don't know where that comes from. Everybody's got about 5 nicknames. I'm sure they got a bunch for me. But that one just kind of... He's a big man that gets up the ice. And he's just fun. He's just a fun guy. Hyper intense during the game. And God, he comes back to the bench and nobody knows what he's saying. The Finnish guys have no idea what he's saying. He's chewing somebody's ass off at the front of the front of the bench. But just one of the great personalities in our room, and he's found his place.
I love that. That's Goosey's galore, dude. Like, he's so right, though. Like, that guy, he's got the most Finnish of the Finnish accent. He is, like, legitimately, it's like they're... I know we joke
is
about the polar bear thing.
Is it because he's the youngest and they've been here longer?
He's not the youngest. He's not the youngest. He's the oldest.
Isn't Lundell the youngest? Yeah,
Lundell's baby barky. Everybody, right. He's got that very smooth Finnish, you know? No, Mikola's like, Tufan filthy. Like, he's still the most Finnish.
Isn't that German?
I'm telling you, like, that's what he sounds like. But he's become, like, aside from Bob, I think he's my favorite player on the team. Like, he's just one. He's just become this just mauler. And I just,
I think because
everybody.
He's so big, and I think one of the things that I think Paul Maurice mentioned is that he's so big, but he moves so well on the ice, and people just look at him as a big guy. You know,
I'm pretty sure like every Finnish player seems like they just came out of childhood being good at skating.
Yeah,
that appears to be what happened. Yeah, they're all so skilled. They don't have weaknesses. Like that's the thing is like they all like not to paint a brush, but every Finnish guy on the team, they're name a weakness. They're good at defense. They're good at offense. They're good at passing. They're good at scoring.
Right.
They're not like on one side of the game.
Why didn't they do better in the Four Nations?
I don't know.
Okay.
Toby, you want it? You want to be European. If you want to be Eastern European.
Finland? Would that be where I go? I think I would go.
Would you go Finland? Would you go Serbia?
Yeah, I mean, I like Slovenia.
Slovenia, is that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go Slovenia.
You do realize that
there's
parts of the world where just driving to the grocery store is difficult at times.
Are you saying there's no grocery stores in Slovenia?
I'm not saying that.
I think you just said that.
No, I'm saying with all the...
Do you want to ask Goran?
All the stuff going on in the region.
Oh, I think it's fine.
I mean, what, intangible versus intangible?
They split a long time ago. I think they're in a place of peace, Slovenia.
Okay.
What do you mean, dude? Like, what does that look? You just gave a skepticism.
Listen, the question the reason why I asked that question, because you love the Finns.
Mm-hmm.
You love the Serbs. You love Slovenia. So
love.
I think if I had to go, Finland. Safer.
Really? Yeah, no one's like, what's the biggest ruckus at Finland? Like a moose gets loose?
I'm going to Sweden.
Didn't Gabby go?
I don't know. I think so.
Gabby.
Wait, you think of Sweden. Mm-hmm. That wasn't an option.
I just threw it in there.
Okay.
You just made it an option.
Well, you took all the other places.
My roommate in college play football in
Sweden.
I wouldn't want to go to
when
Sweden.
When they did the, remember they had the European League?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you seen those bombshells?
I wouldn't want to go to Sweden.
Why?
I'm too ugly.
Oh, there's a lot
They're
of
very handsome.
Very handsome. You know where there's a lot of that.
That Pelle Larson. Come on.
If you go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Nordique thing with 6 foot women, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Un certified possum holder.
Un.
possum holder.
Let's get to a little basketball. Tyrese Halliburton had the play of the game last night, or the play of the night last night in sports. His long two pulled a Caleb Martin, toe on the line, but obviously led to overtime, broke the Knicks' heart, throws the choking sign up. Reggie Miller's on the broadcast. Objectively, if I was a Pacers fan, that's Goosey's galore. Here's him on the celebration and why he picked it.
In the moment, I mean, I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to, it's got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If it would have been, if I would have known it was a two, I, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
Aura farming. Wow. The kid's got sayings.
What is that?
Aura farming?
Aura farming. Like he's
trying to farm.
Like
his own
it's basically being a copycat of Reggie Miller if he keeps doing it. It's Reggie's thing, but he did it once. You do it once, it's cool. You can't keep doing it. Listen, he's using all the ones. He's had the big ball celebration. He used the Sam Cassell. He's used the Reggie Miller.
Yeah, make up your own. Stop copying.
You're laughing. Well, it's gonna get to wait. It's going to get to a point where he going to be able to do it because Reggie couldn't do it in that. Has Reggie ever made it to a finals?
Yes, he did. What are you talking about here, man? What's wrong with you, Leroy?
Who didn't they make it to the finals?
What do you mean he didn't make it to the finals? He didn't win a final, but he made it.
Who did they play against?
They played the Lakers.
Okay. All right.
Remember when Kobe?
Yeah, I got it.
Angel B, who's obviously of the young. Aura farming literally just means you're trying to look cool.
And he's always trying to look cool.
Tired of all these sayings.
I would say this, that good for him, right? Because think about it. He pretty much played all since January as being the most overrated player in the NBA.
He has had a – because he got to get the Olympic gold medal. He was hilarious.
That's the reason why people hate him. Bro.
But here's the deal. He took it a lot better than Tatum.
He definitely did.
But that's the reason why. He took it as, listen, man, I'm going to win a gold, and I'm going to enjoy the nightlife of Paris and France. And they hated that he was like, oh, this guy who just got in, he's like living it up and everything like that. But guess what?
Sometimes you got to do that to deal with the fact that you're not playing.
He good,
I mean, because they all those guys are stars on their team. And then – you go there and you realize, oh, they're stars, right? So he handled it well. But guess what? He's still playing.
Yep. Back-to-back ECS.
Yeah.
Somebody says, "Beer." You know what else he did? He also stole Dwayne Wade's he jumped on the scorer's table, too.
At the end
he's
of the game?
He's a thief.
He's a little bit of a plagiarizer.
Okay, the plagiarizer.
Aura farming.
He's doing full-time sounds jack
like
moves.
Sounds like you are an aura farmer there, Tyrese.
You hoarder. He's an aura.
What's next, the shrug?
No. Didn't he steal Dame time?
Oh, he did? Well, that was fun. Dame time. That was funny to mock him, though.
Okay.
That was funny.
But hey, so Vlad, check this out. It's been a long time
since
I've watched a basketball game.
Okay.
And you have a 40 piece and then a 30.
And you still lose.
And still lose, right?
No, I've seen it before. Things happen to the Heat.
When does Heat had a 40 point score and a 30 point score and they lost? Man, that's.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's rarefied.
It's happened before.
It's happened. I'm saying, but it's happened before. It's like.
I'll check. I'll do the research.
I mean, well, this literally has never happened because we gave you the stat. Like, it's been 1,100 games. This is the first loss.
1,414.
We'll hear from the other side of it. Tom Thibodeau. Tibbs. That's what he had to say on
did
the
Did he talk about the defense?
Here we go.
Tom, you guys were obviously up 14 with about 3 or so minutes left. Just what'd you see that let them come back and force
them to? They can score the ball, but, you know, Nesmith got loose. Halliburton hit big shots. You can't, just can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe.
has to drop.
Why are you laughing at your fellow?
Why am I laughing?
Like you never asked.
You want to know why? I'll tell you exactly why I'm laughing. You know, Pat Riley said this at his press conference where he's like, this league is weird. But the thing that's funny about this is this was literally the Heat season. Like the Heat season literally was just 20-point, 15-point collapses in the fourth quarter. And I'm not suggesting the Heat are a playoff team. I just say that, like, welcome to what I watched all year with, like, no lead is safe. You used to think a 16-point lead used to mean something.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
It meant you could go to bed.
It means nothing anymore.
Nothing.
And you could just tell, like, a guy like Tibbs, who, you know, is a defensive guy at heart, Eric Spoelstra, defensive guy at heart, they can't get a grasp on this. They can't get a grasp on this, and that's why you need people who can score the basketball.
Well, you have guys that can score the basketball. Unfortunately, they don't play a lick of defense. And so Indiana just does with the same size guy. So Siakam, they pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll. Uh-oh, look who I got in front of me, Halliburton's got Jalen Brunson. They said, I just saw a thing. When Jalen Brunson was the defender,
yeah, they busted
the opponent went 10 for 12 for 26 points.
He's 5'10". What do you expect him to do?
No, I know.
That's why it's like
They did a better job of like isolating him than other teams have done.
When you have a guy like him, you're not going to build a better team than having Hart, Ananobi, Bridges around him to try and protect that. Like, it is what it is.
It's
like,
the same thing that Miami's doing with Tyler.
Yeah, it's like, literally like, that's why it's hard to get on Tyler, but that's why Tyler needs to, like, you can't give me 15 points. Like, you need to be able to
You got
to
score 30.
You got to make good
because you're giving up 20.
If they score 10 out of 12 on you, you got to give me 43, which is what Brunson does. And the other thing, Brunson, I'll give him credit, at least he takes more charges than most people's.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, they're exposing him and Cat on defense relentlessly.
Cat is an issue for me because it's not a size thing. It's a kind of a want-to thing. You got to want to.
He also just – he has silly fouls a lot, too.
He silly fouls like there's no
– I mean, he'll – it's you know what it is? I call them tired fouls. Like when you just tired of guarding somebody, you just hack them. Side out. Hack them.
He's the only guy ever been known to be pulled from a 60-point game. Yeah. Coach is like, too much. Too stupid. You're sitting on the bench. Like, what? You got 60, coach. Mm-mm. Sit down.
And he said, what did the coach say? That's a. He's like, yeah, we're not playing good basketball.
Oof. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit of Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver spoke to the media yesterday. I also heard one of the coaches say something crazy. I'm just like, I mean, it may be grounds for termination.
Contrary to popular belief, everybody in football, including players, shouldn't always be talking. But for some reason, the media thinks, oh, it'd be really cool to get this guy to talk.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.